Here at the Vatican, the statues of Saints Peter and Paul will be lit blue this evening to mark the annual World Diabetes Day. And children will also be the focus for this year's marking of the event. We spoke to the International Diabetes Federation spokesman Paul Riley, who told us about the worrying rise in the prevalence of diabetes worldwide, particularly among the poor children of developing nations.
Well, World Diabetes Day falls on November 14 because it celebrates Sir Frederick Banting's birthday. And Banting is widely lauded as the person responsible for discovering insulin 87 years ago. Now, we mark that day for very serious reasons. It's been 87 years since the discovery of insulin, and children today in the developing country are dying because they cannot access this essential drug. Currently, the best data we have suggests that there are more than 250 million people living with diabetes today, and this will soon grow to 380 million within a generation if measures are not taken to curb the pandemic. Many people don't know the warning signs of diabetes, so children go undiagnosed, even the developing world. The flu season is particularly problematic, where children are misdiagnosed as having the flu. We're asking people to light buildings in blue, for example. This symbol is important to us, much as the red ribbon is to AIDS or a pink ribbon for breast cancer. It's really a banner under which we can all rally. There are 250 million of us living with diabetes, and we really need to start seeing the level of investment that will make the changes needed.